One proposal to commemorate Ronald Reagan is to put his face on some money. Several presidents are on the coins and bills that we handle every day: Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, Jackson, FDR. Presidents Eisenhower and Kennedy are on coins we don't see all that often. Some very renowned non-presidents are on the currency, too: Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin. Susan B. Anthony and Sacagawea have been honored with coins, and in past years, the faces of some less than iconic figures of American history have been so honored. President McKinley was on the $500 bill. Salmon Chase, the radical Republican who was Lincoln's Treasury Secretary and later Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was on the old $10,000 bill. Well, to find out how the great and the near great get on our cash, we've called upon Douglas Mudd, who is the curator of the Money Museum of the American Numismatic Association in Colorado Springs. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mudd.
Thank you.
How do presidents and others get on coins and bills? Does it require an act of Congress?
Yes, Congress does make the decision on who gets onto these notes and coins. Typically, somebody will introduce the idea, and then it'll be passed and carried through the House and the Senate, and then the Bureau of Engraving and Printing or the U.S. Mint will be given orders to execute the design.
Well, as the debate progresses on President Reagan and some monetary commemoration of him, is there some obvious denomination out there that either doesn't currently have a bill or a coin that might have a fit, or would somebody have to be displaced from an existing coin to make room for him?
At this point, somebody would have to be displaced. There's no obvious denomination. You know, traditionally, United States currency has come in denominations such as the $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100. They've all got their famous person on there. It really comes down to a question of who may not be as famous today. And that's why, at this point, the $10 and the $20 have been brought up, for example, as possibilities.
You think that Alexander Hamilton's contribution to creating a modern stable economy, and Andrew Jackson for actually bringing the frontier spirit to Washington, you think that their constituencies in the public may be declining nowadays?
To some extent. In Hamilton's case, it's more because he's not as well known as he once was. In the case of Jackson, his activity on the western frontier, this in the South, is now more ambiguous than it was in his time. During the 19th century, he was a famous hero. He was a quintessential American president who led the fight to civilize the West, to push the Native Americans off the land. And these are things that are not considered great acts anymore in the sense of, you know, they're morally ambiguous at best.
So you're suggesting some possible critical mass here between conservatives who would very much want to see President Reagan commemorated, and also a kind of politically correct movement that one shouldn't be celebrating the Indian Wars anymore on our currency, the result being Reagan in, Andy Jackson out?
I believe that'll be part of the debate, yes. We've gotten to the point where we have a much more nuanced view. We can see the Native American side, and that might be part of the debate that goes on whether Jackson should be displaced.
Well, Mr. Mudd, thank you very much for talking with us today about all this.
Thank you for having me on.
Douglas Mudd spoke to us from Colorado Springs, where he's the curator of the Money Museum of the American Numismatic Association.